Welcome to the Frayed Wire Podcast, Episode 5.
Woo!
This is Josh60502.
Just Matt Poner representing.
And today we're going to talk to you about all the new stuff we've got on the site and
whatever else we feel like.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So just a few minutes ago, actually, I posted up the Internet Gaming Spotlight, Staggy the Boy Scout Slayer 2.
I've lost many good hours playing that game.
It's actually really, really good.
Yeah.
For an internet game and stuff.
It's deep. Well, sort of deep.
Kind of deep. There's all these weapons and crap you can buy to slay Boy Scouts.
It sounds really awful, but just imagine there's zombies. There's zombie Boy Scouts.
Yeah, because there's hordes and hordes of them, and then you just chop them in half.
And some are ninjas.
Yeah, like in the picture.
Yes.
It's weird, but it's good, and
well, everything's weird. Everything good is semi-weird.
That's what makes it good. It separates it from the rest of the crap.
Yeah.
Looking at my mature rating down here, I put pretty much everything I possibly could.
Strong language.
I don't know. He swears. F-word. I thought that was strong enough. Mm. I don't know. Also, reader poll. What do you think of Lego Rock Band? Which we'll get to that post soon enough.
You know. I don't know. I'll talk about it when we get there.
Yeah, well, okay, then we're already there. Lego Rock Band, the rock bottom of music game. At least that's what I said in the title.
I disagree.
Do you now?
Well, I'm just thinking they probably used the Lego so that they could fit the highest quality songs onto the DS cart.
Is it a DS game?
It is a DS game.
Hmm, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Well, wait, so how are they going to do Rock Band on the DS?
Just with buttons.
Because they can't really have, like, the Guitar Hero thing make up a whole little thing to attach to it.
Growing popularity of DSi.
Yep, I've seen a few DSIs out in the wild.
Oh, really?
They're really thin. Much more than I expected.
Huh. How's the camera? Have you seen anyone take pictures of themselves while playing?
I have not, but I don't know. I've seen both colors, I think, and the bright blue one. Yes, it looks very gay. But anyway, you know, the Rock Band is coming to the PSP and stuff.
Yeah.
So, is there going to do a similar thing with the DS version?
Yeah, I guess. They're broadening their horizons. I mean, I respect, well, I guess.
Yeah.
As a business move.
I'm not really sure what makes this so kid-friendly, because the other Rock Band games, I mean, you could have any song you want, I guess. Some songs were worse than others, but all of
like
them had
Blitzkrieg
swears.
Like Bop, if you think about it too much, it's about taking women into the back of your car and then killing them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I guess, but then you have Kung Fu Fighting. I mean, all this fighting and crap, well, so what? Isn't that about breakups and cheating on people?
And they swear a lot in that song.
Yeah, so not sure what they're doing with this.
And in the music video, Pink gets drunk and drives a lawnmower.
Awesome.
Lawnmowers for the win.
Lawnmowers for the win. Well, looky here. That's the next post. I don't know. Just wrote about random things, because that's what blogs are really for.
Oh, yeah.
What did I say? The Left 4 Dead Survival Pack? It's pretty good.
Yeah?
It's actually, the whole survival thing is a lot harder than I thought it would be.
So is it sort of like Nazi Zombies, where you have to go for rounds and stuff?
No, it's just, they start off, like, you get to set up everything around the map, like you want, like, propane tanks, and you can get all your grenades and crap.
Oh, and sorry, I just thought of this with Left 4 Dead. I learned from Burning Baboon that the pipe bombs, it's not attracted to shiny things, it's the beeping that attracts all the zombies.
Mm-hmm. But what about gunshots? Is that not attractive?
Oh, I don't know. Shut up.
Yeah. Anyway, it's hard, but like you were saying, there's no rounds or anything.
It's just one continuous slog.
Yeah, and it's hard to get past like 4 minutes at the main lighthouse place that everybody's going to. You gotta try different strategies, but if you don't, you know, if everyone's not using a mic, they all just go up high up on the lighthouse, just, you know.
I've heard if one person separates, you're all screwed.
Yeah, pretty much. I thought it was gonna be really easy at first, because there's first aid kits and grenades all over the place, but like where it's good to be safe, like where you want to be, there's none of that. And to go back down and get the stuff is suicide.
You're screwed.
Yeah.
Unless you do it as a team, right?
I guess, but you gotta all be wearing headsets and trust each other.
Once you get the mic, once you get the med kit, whack them with a med kit carnage.
Awesome. And there's the tanks and stuff. They keep coming all the time.
Oh, I've seen, like, battle tanks, not the zombie tanks.
Yeah. The zombie tanks, they just kill everybody. It's no competition. And the Grand Theft Auto 4 I beat.
Yes.
Awesome. No one cares.
I do.
Okay, well, there's one person.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, Spike.
I don't know. Let's look. Is there a Spike?
Whoa.
Yeah, big Spike. Also,
Yeah,
I finished Fire Emblem Shadow Dragon on the DS. Has Matt, have you even started it yet?
First level, I made through the prologue.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'll review that eventually.
I could put in my half cent.
Yeah.
Instead of my 2 cents.
It'll work. I like the Fire Emblem series, but this game was kind of a step backwards, in my opinion.
Well, think about it. It's a remake of the very first game. It's going to be a step backwards.
I thought if it was going to be a remake, at least they could add some of the features later titles added to it.
Like in Sacred Stones, I like to sort of go where you want. It's not exactly free roaming, but
yeah,
if you play, you know what I'm talking about.
There's the branching stories and everything.
Yeah, that was cool.
But in this, you can't like rescue people, which means like you sort of hold on to them, and so like two people can be on one space, and it's kind of an important thing.
Yeah, once you get to the higher levels, it's a necessity.
Yeah, and then there's the online play, which I thought would be really cool, but it turns out there's no ranking system or anything, so the people on there have, like, all level 20 people, max stats and everything. The only way to win at that is to just grind people at the arenas and stuff.
I hate grinding.
You really have to, like, play through the whole campaign with just that in mind, otherwise you got no chance.
Grinding for the lose.
For the lose, indeed. Let's move on to our next post. Snakes on a Plane, movie review. That was a good movie. I liked it.
And you even saw the TV version.
I know. But it was still good.
Monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday. When you posted that video, I just kept looping when he said that line. I've seriously watched it 100 times. It's great.
Yep. But then I, like, saw this picture that I put up with the post, and I remember that in the movie, and I remember not really being able to see what color the snake was, because that's what they were discussing at that part, like, what color the snake is, to tell some guy who's getting all the antidotes ready. And so, apparently, in the TV version, everything's darker, so you can't see the blood and gore as well.
Huh.
Which kind of sucks, because now I feel like I've missed out on big parts of the movie.
Yeah. Whatever, horror comedy, as you said.
Yeah, a horror comedy, you know, you gotta appreciate those when they come around.
Yeah. There it is, the famous line.
Yeah, TV edited version. 8.7 out of 10. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Go see it.
Alright. I'm back.
That's the next post, as Matt said. I'm back. Another vloggy type post where I don't say anything really, but I say a lot.
Yeah.
I talked about the Halo 3 Mythic map pack.
I was talking to somebody, I can't remember who, and they said they're good maps.
Mm-hmm. But I just don't care a whole lot for Halo 3 anymore.
Grah, you're not hardcore.
Halo 3, it's, I don't know, it's very simplistic, kind of, just the whole mechanics of it. Mm. But, yeah. I don't know. It does have a good community. There's always somebody playing.
Gamers.
Yeah.
Go to one if you don't know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And what else? Talked about the Green Day single. Did you hear it, Matt?
I tried to play it just today and it didn't work. It was some copywriting issue that YouTube's been in trouble for.
But it is on iTunes now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Green Day for the mediocre.
Kind of surprised it hasn't gotten into the top 10, like, singles on iTunes. Because I thought a band like Green Day, at least in the top 10. But no,
Top 100 or?
Yeah, it's like 20-something.
That's not bad. That's...
I guess, but I don't know. But the song itself, I can kind of understand why, because it's just repetitive. There's like two chords to the whole thing. The chorus and the verses, it's all like the same pretty much.
That's lame.
Yeah.
I like a good variety.
I do too.
Like any way you want it. I don't think it has any chorus in it.
Well, yeah, the any way you want it part.
Shut up.
There's your chorus.
I love that song.
Sure.
Unless it's Living on a Prayer.
Yeah, well. Bon Jovi.
You can see me before first hour in my classroom with my iPod in. I'm dancing around to it.
Ah, well. You shouldn't be dancing around to Know Your Enemy by Green Day.
Whatever.
Actually, what I've been listening to more nowadays instead of Green Day is Avenged Sevenfold. I was listening to them all today as I picked up trash around the neighborhood for Earth Day.
Charity for the win.
For the win, that's right.
Yeah.
So Avenged Sevenfold's a good band.
I've never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
Like, what are they? What genre?
Metal, I guess. But not, like, really hardcore screamo-type metal, but the good kind of metal. And not, like, crappy Metallica kind of metal, either.
They have a good song, Enter Sandman. That's probably one of their best.
I guess, but, yeah, there's very few Metallica songs I like.
One isn't bad.
I guess.
Just drags on.
All their songs kind of drag on. But, I mean, Avenged Sevenfold, all their songs are 6, 7, 9 minutes long. Just
Jeez.
Like Metallica. So they don't waste time. Or I guess they do waste time. Let's move on to the next post. Matt's only one of this month. Naruto Fighting Games
tier.
Part 1. Clash of Ninja.
Yeah. It's a fun game to pick up and play. If you want my... More of my comments, I don't even read it. It's a decent-sized post, I'd say.
Yeah, how many paragraphs? Like, 4 or 5?
Yeah, but it takes up the whole screen on this, pretty much.
Yeah, so it's good. I think there's really no reason to buy the first Clash of Ninja once the second one came out.
Well, unless you want to see slightly altered move sets.
Even that, I don't know any differences.
Maybe this will be a collector's item, and you want to snag it now.
Only if it's closed, but...
What?
You know, because collectors want the unopened versions of it.
Well, but wouldn't they want to play it?
No, because that's what makes them collectors. Otherwise, they'd just be like normal people.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Game Show Kid 222
proposed. What is this? This is absolute gibberish. I doubt that's even a word.
Well... I guess you have to look up all the words to find out what it means, and I have not done that, and I don't plan on doing it. But it's good to see stuff from him.
Even if it's complete rubbish.
Yeah.
Yes, I said rubbish.
Rubbish. You need to improve your vocabulary. Read this. Okay. FreightWire's 2008 Game of the Year Awards.
On March.
Yeah, it took its time.
Whatever.
But...
It's worth it.
It's up.
It's a game of the year. It can take a sweet time.
Yeah. I said, well, who cares what we said? We already talked about that in the last podcast.
Yeah.
The only people who are new are Tamama and Joe Will Beat John.
Burning Baboon.
And wait, Joe Will Beat John said his because he was in the podcast. So I guess it's Tamama and Burning Baboon. Then.
But he didn't say it. He just told us what it was.
Yeah. Well, I got him to write his thing.
Yeah.
What he said, Brawl and Professor Layton. I don't know. Tamama didn't choose one, but he did write all the stuff.
Yeah, no wrong.
It's good.
Speaking of Fallout 3, have you heard of Fallout New Vegas?
I've seen, like, a picture of, like, the box art. Even though I don't think there's a box to it, because it's downloadable, right?
No, I think it's the new game.
No.
Oh. No, I was just listening to Invisible Walls. Game Trailers is podcast, and they were talking about it. Sounds pretty funny. A lot makes fun of a lot of things that went wrong after the fallout in Las Vegas. Like, the main enemy is Wayne Newton's hair. Maybe. Like, the radiation caused it to go crazy.
Sweet.
Wayne Newton.
I feel like I'm missing out on all this Fallout stuff because they've got this new DLC all the time, and
yeah, there's tons of DLC.
Yeah, and it's the right price. It's $10. It's not like all this other stuff, which is getting to be 15 and up.
What's $15?
Well, I guess not DLC, but like downloadable games and stuff. They're getting expensive. Soon they'll be $60, just like everything else.
Well, regular games be, I wonder.
$100? I don't know. Let's go to Watchmen, The End Is Nigh, demo impressions.
That was a fun demo, but we didn't get to play about 10 minutes of it.
Before it cuts off.
Yeah. Josh and I were playing it the day, actually the same day we did the fourth podcast. Yeah. I was Rorschach.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to be Rorschach.
Because he has like knives and can pick up stuff and just murders people, and then the other guy
throws him into fire.
It's amazing, but then this other guy looks like a Batman ripoff.
He is a Batman ripoff.
Yeah, well, I guess not. All the Watchmen fans are gonna get angry at us, but we've read the book. We know what we're talking about. What'd you think of the book in the end?
It was a good story, I guess.
Yeah.
Not. It didn't make me think as much as I thought it would. From what I've heard.
Yeah.
But whatever, it was a good story. I enjoyed it.
Well, I guess the ending had a good twist to it.
It did.
It did.
I heard they changed it for the movie.
Yeah, so I'm kind of wondering how they could have done that, because, I don't know, that's the part that made everyone think, right?
Yeah, it did. So. Well, no, I think it means, I can't really say this without spoiling, so I just won't go there.
Okay. This post, the old header takes its place once again.
The title says it all.
Yeah. We need more good headers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Eventually.
So, top 10 multiplayer experiences on the GameCube. The title took much more thought than you might have.
Yeah, we weren't sure what to call it for a long time.
Like 10 minutes. Yeah. Seriously.
We didn't want to just call it multiplayer games, because then that would imply that you could only do multiplayer.
Which, there's like one.
Yeah. So, you know, had to think about it, but I think it turned out pretty well.
Yeah.
It's a good size post.
It's a huge post. It is. Three writers.
Three writers contributed. We just came up with the idea and wrote it all in one day.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. So, Metroid Prime 2. Burning Baboon would have to, you have to talk to him about it.
So we know nothing about it. Then Pikmin 2 was number 9.
That was fun.
It was. Mario Party 5.
Woo, that's a fun game. That beach volleyball, I love it.
Mario Kart Double Dash.
Yeah. Number 6 is Super Monkey Ball 2.
Not Super Monkey Ball 1. And Soul Calibur 2.
Yeah.
Which Matt just bought from a used game store called GameStop.
A game store called GameStop.
Yeah, okay. Well, see, that's kind of like what we were thinking when we were working on the title of that post. Got to think about all the different possibilities.
But, I got 6 games for a little under $50.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I recommend getting an Edge card if you're going to buy a lot of used games like I do.
Because then it comes with the Game Informer magazine anyway. So
that's worth it by itself.
Exactly.
But, and you... It adds up really quick if you trade a lot. You get 10% if more if you trade something in, and 10% off if you buy used.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really fun.
I get all my stuff at GameStop. It's the place to go.
5 minutes away. Yeah. Of course we will.
Unlike Walmart. Well, I guess Walmart's close, but I don't want to go to Walmart because...
It's Walmart!
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's not get into that. This is a gaming blog, or a media blog.
Media, that's right. Number 4 was Naruto Clash of Ninja 2.
That's a good game. I might read that tonight, I probably will. Naruto fighting games.
Yeah.
Burning Baboons again, Legend of Zelda Four Swords Adventures.
None of us have played that, but it looks fine,
I guess. You'd be crazy.
Zelda games are... usually good.
Yeah.
And then Star Fox Assault was number 2, which I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't agree with, but we all like it, so
well,
screw
we're
you.
The new generation of Star Fox fans. Yeah. We're not the seasoned hardcores of years old.
Yeah, because I had some problems with Star Fox 64. Star Fox Assault is the best, if you ask me.
Yeah, I like the variety. I don't dislike being stuck in the plane.
Yeah, I don't think the walking things are so terrible, like
No,
everyone thinks.
it's a decent third-person shooter. The controls could be a little better.
But it's the GameCube, so
The Time Splitters 2 works pretty well. I also bought that.
But that's not third person.
It's first person.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh. Wow, I was gonna say, but it has first person controls.
And number one, we don't even need to say it. Melee.
Yeah. It's fun. It was fun.
Brawl is better, but
Not much.
I still think Melee is the better game just of because of how much,
like, the wow factor.
Yeah, how big a step up it was from the first one.
Mm-hmm.
What to look forward to? Let's see how many of these that I've done. The Watchmen demo impressions?
Check.
Yes. Rhythm Heaven demo impressions. I was going to do that, then I left for my cruise and I came back and
you forgot
I
all
still
your
have
stuff.
Like half of it written, but
yeah.
I don't know. Avalon Code demo impressions.
What is Avalon Code?
It was from the Nintendo channel on the Wii. It's a DS game.
Oh.
I played that right after Rhythm Heaven. And
is it fun?
It's okay. I'm never gonna buy it. But. next one was Freightwire's Game of the Year Awards. I
Check.
Did that. A new poll. I just did that.
Check.
Top 10 multiplayer games experiences on the GameCube.
Check.
COD Wah Map Pack 1. Which I was also going to do for the cruise. Then I came back and I realized everyone already bought it, so who cares?
Yeah, if you want impressions, just think.
Yeah.
Because you probably have it.
If you like the game, buy it. If you like Nazi zombies, definitely buy it. And I might do a Left 4 Dead survival pack impressions once I feel like I've gone through enough of it.
Cool.
Because there's a lot to it.
Yeah. Seems like it.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 teaser. Even though I found out it's actually just Modern Warfare 2. They don't even want to be called Call of Duty anymore.
I got a problem with that.
Oh, really?
It originally stemmed from the Call of Duty license. Why can't they just call it Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2? That would add even more value to it. You say, ooh, I liked Call of Duty World at War. This is probably similar. But in the modern day,
I guess there's got to be some reason they want to change it. Maybe they just don't agree with how Activision wants to run the series. But, you know, I'm sure it'll be a great game. The teaser was pretty awful.
Yeah, it's just pretty much noise.
It gave a release date, which I don't remember. But
It's like 3, it's 9, 10, 11.
11? I thought it was coming out later this year.
Yeah, I must have it wrong. Maybe it's like 8, 9. I'm pretty sure it's 8, 9, 10.
10, so next year, I guess.
I'm sorry.
You could just watch it, but then it would probably make a lot of noise in the speaker.
Right.
People wouldn't like that. Let's see, the Iwata's GDC 09 keynote address highlights.
They finally made a memory solution, but it's not what people wanted. They were complaining about it, but I just want to say, shut up, it's a memory solution.
There's few ways it could be better. Like maybe
an external hard drive, that's what everyone wants.
Why? So they can bring it to all the other Wiis they own in their house? Because they would never let you just put it on somebody else's. And
they
then
make so many codes on it. You probably need a separate friend code just to put stuff on your external hard drive.
Yeah.
But this is nice and simple, and I don't know, it seems pretty cool.
I mean, isn't an SD card kind of its own external hard drive, just a lot smaller and more convenient?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you put the stuff on it and bring it places. I don't know, you can't play it on other people's Wiis, but that's just because of piracy. I can understand that.
Yeah, I sort of respect Nintendo for that.
Yeah. He talked about the Spirit Tracks, Legend of Zelda DS.
It's even more watered down, what's it called?
What do you mean?
The Legend of Zelda on the DS.
Phantom Hourglass?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Phantom Hourglass was okay.
Yeah.
Even though I'm still borrowing it from that, I should
give
it back.
For a little over a year. I don't care.
And, arcade games are coming to the Virtual Console. Of course, none of them are good. But, you know.
I want Knights of the Round.
What I want is Donkey Kong, the arcade version.
It's not exactly the same.
No, it's different. It's a lot harder and a lot better. There's, like, an extra level in there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Knights of the Round. It's a beat 'em up starring King Arthur.
Yeah.
Ultimate win right there.
Do you think they're going to have, like, sort of newer, like, 1999 to 2000 age arcade games? Or is it all going to be retro?
I don't know. Maybe they'll eventually do that. Probably not right away.
No.
Because, like, what do you mean?
Like, I don't know. Other arcade games.
Like Time Crisis? Like, stuff like that?
Maybe that. The graphics might be too hard for
probably.
Them to do. I wouldn't be surprised. But, you know, there's a lot of good stuff besides what was back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Because a lot of that stuff really doesn't hold up well today. And it's definitely not worth $9.
Yeah.
So, WarioWare snapped this DSi thing.
I saw, like, a demo of that. It looked pretty fun, I guess. Classic WarioWare stuff.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
And apparently there's some new Final Fantasy stuff going to the Virtual Console.
Ooh.
And WiiWare. Cool. Also, yeah, okay, we already talked about the system menu 4 with the SD cards.
I bet downloaded.
Yeah, and now we're back to podcast number 4 is here, post.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I kind of wonder if, like, my little descriptions of each podcast is way too long.
No, because
I would rather have it be too long than too short.
Yeah, I guess.
So I don't like it when podcasts, the description is only, like, one sentence.
Right.
So, now that we've talked about all the posts, let's talk about what we're playing right now. I guess.
Ladies first, Josh.
Wow. Well, I'll start anyway. I'm doing Left 4 Dead now that the new thing came out. I was doing Grand Theft Auto 4, but now that I beat it, I don't know, not as much. And, the stuff I got from GameStop a week ago, I think it was. I got Final Fantasy Tactics A2, which so far is okay. I'm hoping it'll pick up a little bit. And then Namco Museum Virtual Arcade. Good value. It's like 30-something arcade games for $15.
Are they like good arcade games or?
Some of them are.
Like, what's the best one?
Well, there's like stuff that's on the Xbox Live Arcade, and then there's like classic type of things.
Oh, so Pac-Man Championship Edition?
Yeah, that was on there, and Galaga Legions, and
all that. That looks intense.
Yeah, it's harder than I thought it would be.
How's it ranked to Ikaruga?
Well, Ikaruga's pretty hard, but I don't know. I've gotten a lot better at Ikaruga after practice.
I've seen one guy played a 2-player arcade machine by himself.
Yeah.
And he beat the last boss.
Was it on easy or however hard it gets?
I don't know. It's just he started at the like last level. I think it's in like episodes and I missed a few of them.
Yeah. And the last one I got from GameStop was Naruto Clash of Ninja Revolution 2.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah. But it's good. I beat the story in like maybe 3 or 4 hours. It's pretty short. But
it's a fighting game.
Yeah, it's a fighting game, and it's, you know, a licensed fighting game. But I like the series. Matt likes the series. Everybody does.
Oh, so. Not really. Haters.
Maybe. But I think it's good.
Yeah, it must be awesome.
Yeah. I'd say it's better than the 360 Naruto games.
Oh, really? Have you
yeah.
played them?
Well, I played the demo. And it was part of it, like, just running around and talking to people, which is just kind of going through the main storyline, but, you know, I know that.
They have something very similar in Naruto Ultimate Ninja 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I doubt it's as, I doubt the 360 one's much more detailed than the late PS2 game.
Yeah. And the 360, like, eventually you fight people, but it's this really shallow, easy fighting system.
Don't you just fight, like, Bandit?
I know. There's
That's
the
not a
story
permit.
to all these games is that some rogue ninja group is in the village and you gotta kill them. It's the same story every time.
What about Revolution 2?
Well, I guess in Revolution 2 they did come up with an original storyline and original characters.
Does it like fit within the context of the universe of Naruto?
Sure.
Like, are they do they blatantly stick out as like created characters just for the game or?
Well, I mean, I think if they had that story in the manga or anime form, they would stretch it out and flesh it out. Just
sure.
Do a lot more with it. This, it's just, you know, kind of an excuse to get from one fight to the next. Like, for most of the fights, they cast something on everybody that makes them turn evil and want to fight their friends. So, of course, you just have to go through the roster and fight everybody. Because the only way to break it is to beat them up. And so it's pretty stupid.
You don't have to find some sort of antidote or counter curse.
No.
You have to beat the crap out of them.
And then you have to go destroy the gates holding it up. And of course there's people guarding that, so you gotta beat that.
So is it like an action game, or is it a fighter?
It's a fighter.
You have to destroy the gates.
Well, I guess that's just sort of what they do in the story, but...
Oh. So you don't actually control that?
No, not that part.
Alright. So I'm just trying to specify it a little bit.
Yeah, but, I mean, out of the Clash of Ninja games in America, it looks like the most robust.
So, not the best, or...?
Well, because it's just quite similar to the other ones. I feel like I've played the game before, so I don't know if I'll spend as much time as it, like I did Clash of Ninja 2 on the GameCube.
That was hours.
That was.
So many hours.
So many. And even though it's like Brawl and Melee, even though this is a better game, it doesn't have the same impact on me.
So, I mean, like, Clash of Ninja, the original, all that is 8 characters?
I don't know, not very many.
But then the next one, it has well over 20 characters, and they're all pretty different. Well, most of them are pretty different.
Some of them are stupid, like the dog and Kenkuro's puppet thing.
Yeah, well, some weren't bad. No. And one was only an alternate costume, not his own full-fledged character.
Yeah, but, I don't know, at least in this new one, they change it up. There's, like, more than one special move you can do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's sort of nice. I mean, I was getting tired of seeing Naruto Uzumaki Barrage.
Yeah, because, and, like, in the other Clash of Ninja 2, I think a few people had a couple, but in this, everybody has it.
I think only Sharingan Sasuke had two, but that
and,
one...
I guess... Kakashi, if you count his money. But, yeah, and then there's Rock Lee with his thing, which you can do in this game.
Nice.
It's awesome.
Does it go, is it exactly the same, or does it go a little more in depth?
I think it goes a little faster. I think all the specials move, you know, move on a bit quicker.
Nice. Some of them take 30 seconds.
A long time.
Or not 30, but still.
Yeah, and, but the one thing I don't get is that they tried to change up the whole fighting thing by, like, adding boxes to the stages, but there's no explanation at all for why there's random cardboard boxes laying around in all these random spots.
It's like in any generic, karate movie, someone always gets kicked through a big pile of boxes.
It's true. So, maybe that's what they were thinking, I don't know.
When the Angry Video Game Nerd and the Jawsa Critic fight, they parody that fact greatly. Turns in, they start fighting again, because the Jawsa Critic gets kicked through boxes, and he's like, who the heck keeps boxes around? And Nerd's like, don't be messing, I love boxes, don't be knocking my boxes!
Boxes are good.
They're okay.
They're okay.
I like spheres better.
Yeah, I think boxes, they're just easily stackable, unlike spheres. You just have to put in a big pile.
Whatever.
They roll away. Anyway, in Revolution 2, there's, you know, by the way, it's like they were making this game before they found out it was called the Wii. They just had Revolution, you know, because it was called the Nintendo Revolution before.
Yeah, that's like the third game I've heard that has Revolution in the title.
Yeah. That reminds me of my old 6th grade science teacher. But, because he would just scream, Revolution! Revolution! And he'd hold this thing that was supposed to be the moon, and he'd spin around. It was weird.
Sounds crazy.
Yep. But there's like missions in this game, and they're really hard. And I thought,
oh yeah, if anybody would be good at them, it'd be me.
But sometimes, like some of them, you have to kill the last person with the special. And other ones, you have like 10 fights in a row, you have to win.
Now, does it just say 10 fights in a row? Now, like, so-and-so needs a whatever from whoever.
No.
They just, cut the crap and just...
Well, because they have, like, 10 missions or so for every single person, and they're all, like, the same thing. So, they're not going to spend time coming up with a story for all those. There's rival battles, which are really, really hard. But...
Would it be like Naruto versus Sasuke, or...?
Yeah, like, somebody in the story, there's some reason they hate each other. And so, yeah, the only thing I wish is that they had some restart thing at the end, because otherwise you have to wait for it to load back to the menu, then choose the mission all over again.
Mm.
But apart from that, it's good. And for the $15 I got it for, you know...
Is it worth it already?
Yeah, it's worth 15 bucks. Final Fantasy Tactics... E2 was the most expensive thing I bought. It was $20.
And you've been playing it the least?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that to be worth my money.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are you playing, Matt?
Let's see, mainly... Well, mostly what I got from GameStop, which includes Soul Calibur 2, Time Splitters 2, Crazy Taxi, iNinja... What else? One more game to
What was it?
I'll think of it.
Oh yeah, was it the Monkey King one?
Oh yeah. Some shovel. No, I only got 4 games because I got 6 games in all. Ghost Recon Advanced War Fighter. For the 360, for the PS2, where it sucks.
Uh-oh.
And then a title we shall talk about on a later date.
Yeah. We should really hurry that
date
up, because we've had this in the works for a while. Or I guess in the works in our head, but not on paper.
Mm-hmm. Or
computer.
Bits.
And
so bits. Yeah, I'm mainly playing the GameCube titles, and they're all pretty fun. The worst, I would say, is Crazy Taxi, maybe. I don't know, it's an arcade game. It wasn't meant to have replay value.
Yeah, it's those kinds of games that are just meant to keep quarters away.
But I just had to buy it. It's Crazy Taxi. Everyone loves Crazy Taxi. Except our clerk.
Oh.
Remember him?
Oh, yeah. As he was buying the game, the guy just held up the box and said, "This is the worst game."
Because it was only a Dreamcast game his friend had for years.
Oh, well, there wasn't much on the Dreamcast anyway.
Shenmue.
Who cares?
Like the ultimate cult game ever.
I don't know. I don't know much about Shenmue.
It's like Grand Theft Auto before Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
What I know.
Yeah, well, so, anything besides that?
No, not really. It's a lot shorter than yours is.
Well, I just had a lot to say about my stuff.
Do you have any questions about any games I've been playing?
Let me think. Did you beat Shadow of the Colossus?
No.
Have you tried to beat it and failed?
No.
Really?
I don't know, I just go through games so quickly. Like, I don't even beat them, I just stop playing. I keep thinking I'll just come back to it later, and I never do.
Mm.
It's a problem I have. I used to go to Gamers Anonymous.
Sure. That'd be good. So, I can't really say much about these other people on our editing team. There's Joe B. John. I saw the ending to Killzone 2 because I was at his house.
Is it good?
It's totally like a to-be-continued type thing.
Aww.
Like, they didn't even... I don't know.
Is
I
it
guess
better
I didn't
or
play
worse
the
than
whole
Halo
game.
2?
I don't know much about Halo 2s, but I guess, I don't know, I didn't see the whole Killzone 2 game, I guess, but the ending seems like kind of a ripoff for everybody.
A kick in the nuts?
Yeah, but the game is really cool. It is, and it's hard, but
I heard the controls are a little weird.
Well, because they're trying to be realistic.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that.
In real life, you can't just spin around constantly and do all that. But Killzone 2 is always good. What else can we talk about? Music, maybe?
Sure.
I already said I was...